And welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and of course there's always music in the air in Wisconsin, and we provide a lot of that on WPR, and then there's a lot more where that came from, out and about, including the Loon Art Festival, which takes place June 5th through 9th in Madison, and has a lot of things going on, musical and otherwise, and there's also a gala concert on June 6th at the My House in Madison, but a little bit more about that. We have a couple of the practitioners of this Loon Art Festival squeezed into our temporary studio here, Laura Meditsky and Ivar Ugicic. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this festival, how many of these do you do in the course of a year? It hasn't been that long, has it, since the last one?
This is an annual festival.
It is annual, okay.
Yes,
so
it is.
Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Especially 1 week before the festival.
I'm sure it does. And so the concept is of women in the arts, and Loon Art celebrates women's work year-round, right?
Yes.
That's kind of the concept behind it. But in terms of what's going on here, just briefly, in addition to this concert on June 6th, what other things are happening? And then we can say that all of that you can find on the website, too.
We have three gala concerts. So Thursday is our first one at my house. And Friday we have one at Promenade Hall, and Saturday at the First Unitarian Society.
Okay.
So those are our big kind of music events with, we also have dance, floor and aerial, poetry, theater,
yeah,
and
monologue readings.
Yeah.
Okay, quite the immersion then.
Yeah, so those are kind of...
And visual art exhibition, actually.
Yes.
All of that.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a website which is, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's just loonartfestival.org?
That
yes.
is correct.
Okay, so people can find out about these myriad and diverse things. That's L-U-N-A, LoonArtFestival.org, all one word. And you're going to have a composer participating in this?
Yes. Each year we have a composer in residence, and this year is Valerie Coleman, a Grammy-nominated composer and flutist, and she will be... for all the period of the festival, June 5th through 9th, with us and working with our From Page to Stage emerging composers.
From Page to Stage, I like that.
Yes. So we have six composers from around the country. Actually, we have one from Peru. So this year we are officially international festival.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Yes.
quite a diverse offering. And we actually have, Valerie Coleman is a member of the Imani Winds, who's... been represented on this midday before, and she's one of the performers with that. She is flutist.
Yes, that is correct.
As you wish, you would know, Eva, as a flutist herself. And we have a short work of hers here, and it's called Concerto. And so she's in the context here as composer and performer with Imani Winds.
Thank you.
Third movement called Danza from the Concerto by Valerie Coleman, who is one of the performers there with Imani Winds, and she'll be featured composer in this upcoming Lunart Festival, and two of its practitioners are with us here during the midday, and Laura Modisky and Eva Ugričić, and she does not make it easy for you, does it? This composer is a very entertaining piece to listen to, but a lot of syncopation and acceleration thrown at you all at the same time. Some other stuff too, I'm betting.
Yes, a little technique as well, yeah.
Yeah. So actually, we are going to perform this concerto you just played in our last gala concert. So this is just one movement. We're going to do the whole concerto. And then two other of her fantastic wind quintets are going to be featured on our first and a second gala concert on Thursday and Friday.
I was going to say you have a handful, but I'd say you have a mouthful.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Keep up with that. A lot going on, but a lot of fun to play, you say.
Oh, yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that will be contagious as the audience is concerned, too. So just briefly before you take off, because I'm guessing you have to do a little bit of practice. I'll mention again this website, that's lunartfestival.org, where you can find out about all these various events taking place between June 5th and 9th.
Yes,
that is good.
At this Lunart Festival, but it's a combination of music, dance,
visual arts,
comedy
show Friday night.
Friday night.
Night for comedy. Okay.
Yes.
And various places around Madison.
Yeah. Then, yes. In Middleton, our final event is Sunday the 9th. Just a poetry reading and artist mixer at Common Ground in Middleton. So everyone's invited to mix and mingle there.
And we also have actually a panel discussion, multifaceted artists. Yes, and then a lecture before one of our gala concerts. Those are all free events and open.
And we can't forget our From Page to Stage concert, which is a free event featuring the six emerging composers Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Wow,
Saturday
the 8th. Everything but flying lessons in there, okay. Quite
next year, okay. We can do that.
Something to work on next year, okay.
And actually, I would love just to mention our very opening event on June 5th. We will have a gallery reception at Rotunda Stage at the Overture Center for the Arts. And a beautiful art discussion, very candid discussion with one of the artists at 6:30 p.m.
Well, Eva and Laura, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great time with this festival, as I'm sure you and your audiences will.